weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Jan Moore has been along to Stableford Granary to talk to Artistic Director Trevor Barlow about the history of the building and its new lease of life with the ACE Foundation. She started by asking him how long the building had been there.
Well, it's been here since 1880.
1880? I've not been driving past it that long.
It was built as a working farm way back then, but it has been empty for 30 years or more. It hadn't really been used as a working farm for quite some time. And the ACE Foundation managed to buy it 5 years ago, and with the aim of developing it into a study centre for music and the arts, as well as a base for their company, ACE Cultural Tours.
So tell me a bit about the ACE Foundation then.
Well, first of all, the ACE stands for Association of Cultural Exchange.
Right.
So it's about learning different cultures, and it goes way back to 1958, where Philip Barnes set it up, really after his war experiences, thinking this is my contribution, even though a small way, of trying to get people to understand each other better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all part of the spirit of the Festival of Britain and the Open University set up then, post-war, and everybody just trying to work for a better world, really.
Yes.
And ACE was all part of that.
Right.
It's gradually developed into a travel, high-end travel company now, so you can travel abroad with a expert in the field that you're
going to. I think that's what some people may know it as, that if you're looking
ACE
for a cultural tour, then I know that they're one of the sort of leaders, really, in that sort of market, which is great.
You can do trips for archaeology, art, architecture, history, music, I think natural history as well.
Right, OK. So here on the site, and how long have you been open here?
We've been putting on events and classes for 2 years now.
Okay.
And the site itself is sort of 50% finished. We've managed to get a concert hall and some lecture spaces and some teaching rooms.
Right.
But we've still got another 50% of the build to do, which hopefully will happen within the next 2, 3 or 4 years.
So who's actually based here? If we called in ACE today, who would we find here?
The three of us with the foundation.
Right.
Philip Barnes' son, Paul Barnes, Dr. Paul Barnes. Myself, Trevor Barlow, I'm here for 3 days a week doing events here. And Susanna Bangham helping us run the thing smoothly. And then we have a team of 16 people running the cultural tours.
Mm.
We also have a chap called Matt Dilly, who has a company called About Sound, and he rents a little office for his recording studio. And we have the Cambridge Woodwind Makers, which is run by Daniel Bangham. You may know his shop, Woodwind and Reed.
In fact,
Daniel knew of the site, so it's all part of his local knowledge that the whole site came about.
Right, okay, so that's how it all works out.
Well, he had this dream of teaching how to make instruments, which is what he was trained to do. And luckily, I knew Paul Barnes, who had the foundation, who had been looking for a base for the last 10 years.
Yes.
So from Paul's perspective, I think he feels it's sort of coming full circle to how his dad set things up, which was residential educational courses back in the 50s. Plus, not just having a residential one, they would travel to Eastern Europe in a little white van and study out in the field.
Yes.
So in this way, we've got our own site here where we can run these educational courses and have the trips abroad as well.
Absolutely. So now we've got this amazing setup where people can come. I was just looking through your brochure for this season, really, in September. Everything from bookbinding, I noticed. So you can come here to do a course like bookbinding or exhibitions about wild and ancient Orkney.
That's a lovely one.
Or sign up to actually go on the tours to go out from here, because now you've got this base, it means that you can actually do all those things. So tell me a bit about the art courses and events and lectures that are on in the coming season.
Well, if we look at the art, I mean, how I see it, we would like to have an entry, you know, all sorts of levels, or something where you can just come as a beginner, but also we would support a professional artist.
Right.
So if we looked at the professional artist, we've come across Julia Sorrell, whose father was an archaeology artist and a sort of post-romantic artist, I think you called him in the 50s.
Right.
And we funded her to go to the Orkneys to create new work And she based it on the landscape up there, but also got into the standing stones, the stones of Stennis and the Ring of Brodka, which she'd avoided for a long time because that was her father's field, mm-hmm. but really found herself and has created some beautiful art. So we feel that we really supported English art, if you like, and it's all part of a long story of how English art's developed. And so that will be with us here in November. Mm. People can come in any time during the working week to see it. And there's an open weekend on the 5th and the 6th of November.
So that will be an exhibition?
An exhibition. We'll have it's at the MacDonald Institute at the moment in mm-hmm. Cambridge. It's open one more day towards the end of August. Mm. I can't remember the date for that one. But it will be here in November. So that's an example of us supporting a high-end, a professional working artist. And then we had a lovely opportunity. There was White House Arts over in Chesterton. Yeah. And they were looking for a new premise and how to develop and move things on. And so those courses have all come here, complete with tutors. Most of the clientele, the people that are attending the courses, have come here. And there we're doing drawing, painting, mixed media, stained glass, jewellery making. We're just starting printmaking next term. There are 10 classes a week with 10 people in each class. So they're very popular and tend to be quite full up, so it's quite hard to get on.
Yes.
It's one of those.
Because what I like, having looked through the brochure and having been to things here myself, is that it's this wonderful mixture of being able to come to an exhibition as a viewer and participate that way, but actually to be able to come and get your hands dirty and learn the skills, which is all that
participation's
about,
a big thing. Yes,
that's, I mean, that really is the ethos, isn't it?
Yes, to learn to do. There's a Chinese proverb there somewhere, I can't remember, but if you do it, you remember it
exactly.
more and you learn more, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's all part of it. And we did that with the music too.
So there's lots and lots of amazing things in terms of art and wonderful workshops coming up. So can you give us a flavour of what's happening here in the next few months?
Yes, well, it's always very busy during the working week, and unfortunately a lot of those classes are always sold out,
yeah.
So I wouldn't want to encourage people to get too excited about the weekly ones because there's such a waiting list already. But there are some new ones, and the regular ones, there's creative drawing, there's intermediate textiles and mixed media, that happens every week. There's a stained glass with Jill Fordham, who's a lovely stained glass teacher, and two jewellery making classes. But there is a new class. Sue Jones, who's a MA in printmaking, is starting a new class here, and that's in September. It's once a week, I believe, on Fridays, so that's worth looking into. But because these classes are so full, it's a problem to try and expand on that because we've only got the one workshop.
Mm.
So we thought one way around of doing it would be to have some one-off days where people can just learn from the tutor in a concise day.
Well, that might be something people listening now might be interested
and there's some nice things there. And I'm getting artists writing in saying, would you like to put this on? For instance, a chap called Derek Wood, I think he taught at Central St Martin's in London, he's doing a creative bookbinding and books craft day. That's on the 8th of October, where you actually make your own book or journal. He showed me a fantastic one that he did for his children about a trip to Canada they did. You actually make the paper and put in the postage stamps and the leaves, and it looks such a personal product.
Yeah, that would be a great opportunity for someone as a taste today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so that's really nice. And Sue Jones, once again, is doing a one-off printing day, lino relief printing, and that's in October on the 22nd. And then we mentioned Julia Sorrell's Orkney exhibition.
Yes.
She's going to do a weekend here. We're going to start at Wandlebury Country Park.
Right, just up
we're calling
the road
it Wild and Ancient Wandlebury.
Yes, because just up the road.
Yeah,
from here.
Sure. So a day of sketching and collecting ideas there. And then on the Sunday, we'll be coming here and creating a final piece, if you like, trying to put those sketches into practice.
Great thing to do. So again, if people are listening, look for your website and the information.
Yeah, that's in September if you're
and
interested in that.
And then as you get closer to Christmas, you've got all sorts of goodies.
Well, we're trying out an arty Christmas week this time.
An arty Christmas week, that sounds good.
Well, first of all, the fun musical things, we've got a company coming back. They did the Chaucer's Canterbury Tales here, which was riotous. And they're coming back with their show called A Brief History of Christmas.
Right.
Which takes us right through from medieval times right through to the present day. A musical show.
Suitable
playing.
For all ages?
Suitable for all ages.
Family stuff.
Unlike the Canterbury Tales, where we had our first little bit of
Had to put an age.
Semi-nudity we had in that one. Yeah, it was a little bit risque, that one
here
was.
In Stapleford.
I know, it's a bit shocking. So that's on the 9th of December. We've got this brief history of Christmas coming.
That sounds great fun.
Yeah, be a lovely one. It's selling quite well already, so okay. I get in there.
Oh, well, then listeners, you need to...
And then our friends, it's their third time now, but this time we're having all of them. I think it's 10 of them, the Prime Brass.
Yes.
They're coming here to do a family Christmas cushion concert, or two. We're trying... 10 of them, and we're trying two concerts. So we'll be singing carols and things like that, but children are encouraged to bring cushions to sit at the front. And this is on 17th of December at 3 and 5 o'clock.
Right.
Always a lovely occasion. We try and make it very festive.
And listeners will know of Prime Brass. I mean, they play in Kings, they play in West Road, they play all over the place. So wonderful opportunity in this intimate space.
It's very intimate here, yeah. You
Granary.
Really get to know the musicians.
Oh, fantastic.
So it'll be a wonderful
children.
Time.
Yes, book early for that one, I think.
But the Christmas week, for the first time, we're trying a Christmas Arts Week. So there are spaces on these, and they're great opportunities. We've got a festive felting fun with our textile lady.
I'm glad
so
you
they're
said
making
that.
All, yeah, I'm not going to say that again. That's on the 7th of December. A mixed media day, so chance to make perhaps paper decorations or cards or wrapping paper. Mm-hmm. That's with a lovely teacher, Neil Payne. Winter printing, Sue right. Jones is coming back, where we can print once again. Anything from cards to pictures, using lino and intaglio techniques. And stained glass, Gerald Fordham's coming to do some Christmas stained glass decorations in a day. So that's all very exciting.
It'll be absolutely wonderful. There's so many things going on, so I think that's the great thing, listeners. The crucial thing is look on the website. Thank you very much, Trevor.
That's a great pleasure.
I hope to get to some of these things myself.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to do that wild and ancient wandery one. Get the old sketchbook out.
Yeah. Brilliant. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
It's a great pleasure.
That's excellent. Jan Moore speaking to Trevor Barlow at the Stapleford Granary there. And if you are interested in any of the events taking place at Stapleford, then go along to the Stapleford Granary website, where you'll find plenty of information.